From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. The White House is declining to react to reports about a leaked confidential assessment indicating a need for more U.S. troops in Afghanistan. Administration officials say the president still has not yet received a request from the Pentagon for more troops. NPR's Don Gagne has more.
The report obtained by the Washington Post says the top U.S. commander in Afghanistan has told the White House that unless many more troops are sent in, then there's a chance that it will no longer be possible to defeat the insurgency in Afghanistan and that under-resourcing the war could lose it. President Obama is in New York for a climate change summit and for the opening session of the United Nations General Assembly later this week. On the flight to Albany, where Mr. Obama delivered a speech on the economy at a community college, his press secretary, Robert Gibbs, did not dispute the authenticity of the report, which the president received in August. Gibbs says the report itself does not include a specific troop request. All through last year's presidential campaign, Mr. Obama stressed that the Afghanistan war is one the U.S. must win. Don Gagne, NPR News, Albany, New York.
The president's speech today was in an area of New York State that's been hard hit by the recession. He said better economic days lie ahead, especially if the nation is committed to hard work and innovation.
As we invest in the building blocks of innovation, from the classroom to the laboratory, it's also essential that we have competitive and vibrant markets that promote innovation as well.
The president pledged that by the year 2020, the U.S. will again have the world's highest proportion of college graduates. And he called on Congress to complete passage of legislation that would remove middlemen from the student loan process. Two Colorado men arrested as part of a far-reaching terrorism investigation will appear in federal court in Denver this afternoon. NPR's Jeff Brady reports from outside the courthouse.
Najibullah Zazi's attorney, Art Folsom, arrived at the courthouse this morning but refused to answer questions about his client. Zazi is a 24-year-old airport shuttle driver in Denver. The FBI says he's part of a plot to detonate explosives in the U.S. Investigators say they found notes on Zazi's computer that show how to make a bomb and that the notes appeared to be in his own handwriting. His father and an imam in New York also were arrested Saturday. All have been charged with lying to federal investigators. Zazi and his father are scheduled to appear in court to be advised of those charges. It's also likely the prosecutor will ask the judge to keep Najibullah Zazi in jail as the investigation continues. Jeff Brady, NPR News, Denver.
Stock prices have been mixed today at the start of a new trading week on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is currently down 38 points at 9,781. The Nasdaq Composite Index is up 3 points. The S&P 500 Index is down 3. This is NPR News from Washington. A military judge has granted the government's request for another delay in a trial at the U.S. facility at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. The defendants are the self-proclaimed mastermind of the September 11th attacks, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, and two others. The delay gives the Obama administration more time to decide whether to move the trial to civilian court or to a revamped military court system. Iran's president, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, says he is proud that his denial of the Holocaust has sparked outrage in the West. Dale Gavlak reports.
Ahmadinejad is upping the ante as he heads to the UN General Assembly, where he will speak on Wednesday. Not only does his disputed re-election continue to spark violent protests at home, his controversial remarks about the Holocaust are drawing swift condemnation abroad. According to the Islamic Republic news agency, Ahmadinejad said he is happy he angered the West and Israel, calling them professional manslayers. On Friday, Ahmadinejad repeated questions about the Holocaust, saying it had been used as a pretext for Israel's formation and that Western powers had launched the myth of the Holocaust. The U.S. and European Union condemned his tirade, saying it encouraged anti-Semitism and hatred. Iran is also locked in a bitter dispute with the U.S. and other Western nations over its nuclear program. For NPR News, I'm Dale Gavlak in Amman.
Flood alerts are posted today in parts of the southeast after days of rain. The Atlanta area has gotten as much as 20 inches of rain since last Friday. National Weather Service meteorologist Kent McMullen says the region may get even more rain today.
We are not out of the woods yet, and it's not unforeseen to see about another 1 to 5 inches of rain across these areas that have already received a lot of rain.
I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.